sitting at home with my dick on hard, so I got the black for a friend to call. Picked up the telephone. What the hell is calling me? Fuck. What number is this? Hey, call this fool. How may I grace you with my thoughts and presence today?
I was wondering whose number this was.
Yes, Malcolm, this is a pimp named Showtime Supreme.
I don't remember giving you my phone number. How did you find me?
How did I find you?
Yeah, how did you get my private number?
I'm a pimp. Nobody escapes a pimp's eye.
The reach. You're like the long arm of the law.
Motherfucker, I'm like the long arm of the government, which is currently closed right now. Which is some bullshit.
How's that working?
How's it working? Shit.
Does the streets close?
Well, the streets don't close, but the Johns are not putting out the money that they need to. When you look at the impact of the government shutdown by these stupid motherfuckers in Congress, cities like Virginia Beach, Honolulu, D.C., Ogden, Utah. I've got some bitches in Ogden, Utah, San Diego, and Charleston, South Carolina, where they've got Navy facilities. Motherfuckers are not getting paid. Consequently, my bitches, I may have to even tell these hoes to just give blowjobs at a cut rate.
There's pimps in Hawaii?
The pimps all over the world. What you got to remember is two things a motherfucker needs to do. Eat and fuck.
You guys are like the CIA.
We're everywhere. But it's a sad situation. You look at these motherfuckers in Congress. Motherfuckers, I don't understand. See, you got the budget, you got health care. And these stupid motherfuckers have decided to keep it real, and it's going horribly wrong. John Boehner is a stupid motherfucker. Stupid. Stupid. I get what he's trying to do, but goddamn. Figure this shit out. You're fucking with my money. That's like playing with my emotions. I may need therapy this week.
And the Johns are at the expense of their decisions.
The Johns cannot find happiness. It will turn into a vicious motherfucking cycle. So Bill Clinton can't even get no pussy out here today.
I don't believe that.
I'm trying to tell you.
Man. So what's your solution? What would you do if you were the president?
I were the president, I would pull out a pimp hammer and just get to smacking motherfuckers. I would walk my ass up to Congress, walk in the door, smack the first two motherfuckers I see with my left pimp hand, and then as soon as I see one of the motherfuckers with the name congressperson, I'm backhanding them like the bitches that they are.
Like Bernie Mac.
Like the late, great Bernie Mac, just smacking motherfuckers as soon as you step off the chain. The first thing you will see is gators. The next thing you will see will be the ceiling.
So that's what's up.
That's what's up.
I guess sometimes a good smacking is due.
For stupid motherfuckers, yes.
So it's
sad.
It is sad.
It's almost as sad as this stupid motherfucker Alex Rodriguez has decided to sue the Major League Baseball and the Yankees because his ass decided to use a performing enhancing drug. Now,
A-Rod.
Now, I'm not opposed to certain performance enhancing drugs like Viagra and Cialis.
For boners.
Hardcore boners. I mean, you know, I see the commercials all the time. You know, some days when I'm watching football, I see a commercial and I see a motherfucker with a pickup truck, a pocket knife, some matches, and a bitch in a tent. And that's what he says. All he needs is that and some Viagra, and he can find love, joy, and happiness on a abandoned beach. Shit is funny to me. Me personally, I'd be like, do you have $100? You won't need Cialis or Viagra if you have $100 in one of my holes.
No pills. None.
Don't need them.
Not even one?
Can't stop, won't stop. Sad day.
Half a pill.
No, I mean, you know, actually, though, when you look at that particular performance-enhancing drug, they have a warning. It says, contact a physician if you experience an erection for 4 or more hours longer. Me, personally, if I have a hard dick for that long, I would go find one of my hoes.
And work it out.
And work it out for 4 hours like I was a 17-year-old on cheap beer.
Damn.
Testosterone pumping.
Pure.
4 hours.
Uncut.
The bomb.
The real juice.
All the way down.
Damn.
Lots of things going on in the world.
What else? What else is on the other page?
I mean, when you turn around, I'm trying to figure out why Mia Farrow decided to fuck with that motherfucker Woody Allen and say that the kid is not his son. Billie Jean is not my lover. That's some cold shit to say that Frank Sinatra is your baby's daddy, and this motherfucker Woody Allen has been paying for the kid for years.
Woody Allen, he plays by his own rules.
Quintessential New Yorker. But
good movies.
Old Blue Eyes.
Frank Sinatra.
Hey. One of the greatest pimps to ever come out.
He wore a hat.
Wore a hat. Came out of North Jersey. Hoboken.
Mafia.
I don't know nothing about no mafia, but I know that motherfucker was a pimp.
Oh, Blue Eyes.
Blue Eyes. Mm. Fly me to the moon.
Yeah.
I want to play amongst the stars.
Classic music.
Classic music.
I like Kanye.
Fuck Kanye West and the bitch he came in here with.
Who's that?
One of them Kardashian hoes.
They fucking up.
They fucking up.
God damn.
Bitches is always fucking up.
It's a whole family of them.
Kanye's been confused since about the age of 3 when his mama dropped him on his motherfucking head.
Yeah, he's seems to always be raising a fuss about this and that.
Yeah, then he got the nerve to jump on Jimmy Kimmel. Now, let me get this right. Jimmy Kimmel, professional comedian, got his own show every night. So he going to jump on Twitter, take to social media, and Kanye going to try to jump on him. And he tells Jimmy Kimmel, well, you'll never know good pussy like me. And Jimmy Kimmel responded. He said, yes, I understand. I've seen the video. That was some funny shit.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Ray J.
Ray J.
Brandy.
Yeah, something like that.
It's Brandy's brother.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when you think about it, Kim Kardashian makes money for being famous, and Ray J was famous because his sister was famous. No talent whatsoever, but the video was almost as good as that shit R. Kelly did back in the day, but then R. Kelly just had to go way the fuck over the edge, pissing on hoes. Mm.
That's a little bit too much. That's way, extreme.
That's extreme. If you try to piss on one of my bitches, it's going to cost you $500.
There's a penalty fee.
Oh, absolutely. It's like an upcharge on a credit card, motherfucker.
But you can do it. You can piss.
It's going to cost you.
Damn, $500.
$500.
Not into the pissing thing.
Me neither.
I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah.
I like the basics. I'm a meat and potatoes guy.
I can understand it. When I look at you sometimes, I think that. Well, I'm thinking about giving my hoes a half a day off in about 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
So they get like a winter break.
No. Half a day.
Oh. Half a day?
Yeah, Christmas Day, half a day.
Damn.
You know, put your feet up, kick back, relax.
You guys are worse than China.
China.
The sweatshops. I don't know if that's China, but could be.
There's no joy in a sweatshop. A
hoe shop?
There is joy in every hoe shop in all four corners of the globe.
Mm. Warehouses.
Hoe houses.
Stables.
Stables.
Pimping.
Pimping.
All over the world.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can't stay long. I've got to get to my next stop and try to get a pimp's dollar. I will leave you with these thoughts. As you go about your mind-numbing day and you try to make ends meet, remember, at the end of the day, there's no business like hoe business. And without proper instruction, most motherfuckers is headed to self-destruction. This is a pimp named Showtime Supreme. I bid you adieu.
Do it, man.